Continuing to reach out to our friends in the nonprofit arts organizations around our listening area and around Michigan, who are experiencing, obviously, some very extraordinary times, as we all are, amidst the coronavirus. Justin Christensen Cooper is the executive director of Art in the Loft in Alpena. First question, Justin, certainly we want to know that you, your family, staff, and all connected with Art in the Loft are physically okay, we hope.
Yeah, first of all, thanks for having me on, David. I appreciate that. I hope you are as well as are safe with your family and being safe and staying home as well. But yes, our staff is well. We have a small staff in our nonprofit. There's about 8 of us, and we're safe and we're practicing social distancing, and that's what we're doing. And then my family, we all 5 of us, with one on the way, is getting to learn the ins and outs of being home for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So,
well, congratulations on the upcoming edition. I guess the older brothers and sisters will have a chance to share with the little one what life was like as they were getting ready to come into the world, as to how weird things were with mom and dad at home.
It's very true. My 9-year-old is taking every moment in. He's very he's very descriptive in how he is anyways, and he's taking every part of this in, so I'm sure he'll have stories to share later in life.
The next great American novel will be coming our way at some point in time based on the adventures of the Cooper family. So
that would be wonderful.
So tell us about how things fared up in Alpena. We know that the governor put in, obviously, the levels, the progressing levels of the stay-at-home executive orders and so forth. When did the impact of that begin to reach up to the Northwest, to Alpena, where you folks are, and affect either some planning for a possible shutdown or a real kind of immediate stop in place and regroup? How did it work out for you folks?
Yeah, unfortunately, we had a board meeting the day before the closure, or a couple days, somewhere in that time frame, and we were sort of preparing what would these steps be if we knew that we were going to go to this order. And the timing, unfortunately, really could not have been worse for us. We were amping up for our longest running program. This would have been its 19th year of the Young Artist Exhibit, which brings together over 20 schools, all from Northeast Michigan, and puts on display over 600 works of art from kindergarten through seniors in high school artwork. And with the schools being shut down and then the order being in place for staying at home, at that time, the schools were just being shut down for a couple weeks, or through the today, actually, I think the 13th, and then obviously being canceled for the rest of the year. The annual Young Artist Exhibit is just something we cannot do at this time. And it was, there was not really a dry eye in our board meeting. That is just something that we hang our hat on as one of our premier programs of the gallery, and something that we can provide back to our community, and not just Alpena. I mean, this was all 11 counties within Region 3 of Northeast Michigan that this affected, and we were just devastated to have to call that off. So that was the most immediate impact for us.
Is the status then that a lot of those projects that the kids would have been working on just have had to be left behind in school? Is there anything that could be put back together that maybe photographs of, or something could make its way to some sort of online presentation, or do you still want to wait for that chance, we hope, for the fall or into the next spring for it to come back around again, for the chance to give these folks, these young ones, a chance to shine?
Right, and that's exactly it. What it would do is, because we would have these receptions, and they were the biggest receptions that we would have at the loft for these artists, and we'd have for these young artists, for these students, and they would dress up and put on their dresses and put their bow ties on and be so proud of having their artwork in a professional space. What this program did was, sure, it's nice to get the artwork home from the child in their backpack, and the parents put it on the refrigerator, and they're very proud of that. But we showcased that specific artwork in a very professional setting, matted professionally, put on a professional gallery wall where they actually felt like that's what they did. That was their profession. It gave them such confidence, and they just exuded that in those receptions. And so we were thinking and brainstorming in our meeting, what could we do to make sure this doesn't end? And unfortunately, an online presence just wasn't going to be possible with this. It's either we had, you know, I would be curious to see what the art rooms look like in all those 20 schools right now, because it's probably frozen in time, to be honest with you, where artworks are probably stacked ready to go or in progress of being brought over. We talked with all the art teachers and just how sad that would be. That doesn't mean that we aren't looking to the future and maybe providing some sort of summer programming around that, because we always had young artist classes during this whole entire month that we call deemed the Young Artist Month. And, you know, we're hoping to find and honor our sponsors and our donors and our grantees that give money to this type of program. And hopefully we can do something in the summer or in the fall when the kids are back in school.
Justin Christensen Cooper is the executive director of Art in the Loft in Alpena. For the seniors, high school seniors, that obviously affecting them more than any other age group in our schools, for the impact that this has on the end of their time, will they get a chance? Do you think, you know, some are going to be spreading far and wide, we hope, in the fall, continuing on with their careers professionally or continuing on into college and the like? What may be the opportunity to still give them a chance to have this work showcased?
Yeah, and what we hope to do is really turn to them, because they would be at an age where they could start to apply for our annual juried art exhibits. And we've already, you know, we like to seek out some of those older, talented students. You know, a lot come from Alpena, a lot come from Alcona schools. They just have great programs. And, you know, they would be at an age where they could start to apply for some of those more professional shows through the gallery. You know, it comes full circle for me. Back in 2001, I was in the first Young Artist exhibit as a senior in high school at Alpena High. And so I know what that feels like to have your work showcased and be viewed by thousands and thousands of people in that professional setting. So you hit the nail on the head. My heart goes out to those students that really do see this as a way to let themselves shine through maybe an avenue that is a little more unorthodox for them. You know, being an art student myself in high school and through college, I would find myself using that as an outlet. And then a show like this can really, like I said, exude that confidence in a student that might not otherwise have it.
For the classes that you all teach there and for the other exhibits, what has all of this done to that schedule? Is everything just kind of being pushed back as each extension of the stay home order continues? And how far down the road can you look to having a chance to, once things are opened back up, resuming with something, the semblance of what you would have had in place up to this time?
Right. You know, that's what we're doing. And that's what we've had many Zoom meetings, I'm sure, as a lot of people have, with our staff, and just making sure that what we did have in place, that we want to make sure that it can happen still within this year. You know, being a small nonprofit of a staff of 8 and a wonderful working board of 11 members, we rely so heavily on the revenue that these classes can bring in. I mean, literally every dollar counts towards our operations. And so when we take a hit like this, where we can't offer that up, or we can't write grants for programs that should have happened during this period of time, you know, it really takes a hit. So we have to get creative. We don't want to negate the ideas and the instructors that we get and the talented artists that we have on display. We want to still do that. And so we are, yeah, like you said, we are pushing things back in hopes of that will return. But we got creative, and we started an initiative during this time. It happened right after that board meeting, right after the stay-at-home order happened. And we call it Art in the Loft from Home. And that is a web page right on our website at artintheloft.org. And there's a link right on a button right on the home page that is chock full of things that you can do from home. And we give a tagline to stay home, stay safe, stay creative. And that's what we like to say with that page. And so we have been able to find some wonderful offerings that people are really engaged in. And we get pictures sent to us every day in our Facebook account or Instagram or texted to me of people that are creating at home because of this initiative that we started.
It's certainly something that we're all having to adjust to in terms of reality now and wondering what the normalcy of just day-to-day life and certainly life in the arts will be like once some of the worst of this is behind us. I wonder about the creative side, if anyone has mentioned or artists have said anything to you about the inspiration that has come from these times. Sometimes out of extraordinary circumstances comes great levels of creativity, and I wonder what an experience like this might give way to in terms of what somebody might do musically, in the visual arts, in the dance, what we might see on the other side.
I completely agree. You know, our local library is starting an initiative, almost like an online diary of sorts, where people can submit stories orally, you know, through recording their voice, artwork, literature, photography, video of this time, especially in Alpena. And we've had conversations about that even now. You know, we do have themes for our juried shows, and maybe this is extreme enough circumstances where we change the theme to a show or we add an exhibit. Because like you said, this does give, you know, any good work of art comes from some sort of place of inspiration. And what better way to provide inspiration than something that affects every single person, not just a personal standpoint, but literally every single person within a community. And I do think if there is a silver lining, I look forward to what could come out of this and what happens on the other side. And how does it bring us together? You know, interesting story is Art in the Loft came from an idea through local business members and the center building owner, which is a historic building in downtown Alpena where the loft resides. And then they were going to do this one-time show, and this was in 2001, and all of a sudden 9/11 happened. And they decided, well, is this something we should even continue on with? And they said, what better reason to do it then? So the community really rallied together around that iconic time of our history, and the turnout was phenomenal. And that's really why Art in the Loft is still here today, because it gave that boost to building and bringing community together, but through the arts. And that's something that I think out of all of this, you know, I praise our healthcare workers, our grocery store workers, everything. But I think the response to this will be lie in the hands of our cultural entities. And I can't wait for that moment.
Well, for all of us that feel the loss of the arts, but certainly are saluting the efforts of organizations like yours that are continuing to be as much of a presence as possible and continue to try to inspire people, uplift the souls and spirits of folks during these troubled times, we certainly say thank you and keep up the good work there. Stay safe and certainly be well, Justin, to you, your family, your staff, and all those connected with Art in the Loft. And we hope that there will be some better times for all of us soon. But for the efforts now, we'll stay in this together and stay strong.
That's right. That's all we can do. Thank you, David. I appreciate it.
Thanks very much for the time today. And all of you take care and keep being creative.
That's right. Stay home, stay safe, stay creative.